It's a revolution.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. It was hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowds, make money, chill with the honeys, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the goal for the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Beat 48 track studio gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a meal, but never will, till he crosses over steel, filling your head with fantasies. Come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar in the biz, and take you from people who don't know what it is. I wish it was all fun and games, but the price of fame is high, and some can't pay the way. Feel trapped in what you rapping about. Tell me what happened when you lost clout. The route you took started collapsing. No fans, no fame, no respect, no change, no women, and everybody on your show. You wanna be a rock superstar and live large, your big house, five cars, your big charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
People see rock stars, you know what I'm saying? He's still trying to get out more like everybody else. You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job. Save your money, man. Save your money, too. Hit single don't last very long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been lucky in this game, too. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some series.
I'm making big cream, big shot, heavy hitter on the main skin. You wanna look trendy in the Bentley, be a snob and never act friendly. You wanna have big fame, let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First they get played like all damn day, long as you sell everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media and fans, things never stay the same way they began. I heard that some never get fooled to the fullest, that's why fools end up dying on a bullet.
I'm chillin' in a hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. Gonna show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the boat solely, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Mooney, and the press say that my own people disown me. And the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off, the hoes roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give them a year and they'll be right out the game, the same as the last one who came before him. Gained fame, started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him, this ain't easy. Take it from Reezy, sleazy people wanna be so cheesy. The people.
Rock Superstar by Cypress Hill. This is Zennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield. This is Zennial. I said this is Zennial Yearbook. Did I start off with that?
No.
This is Zennial Yearbook, where we play the songs from the times.
You did start off with that. Now you just sound stupid in front of this radio.
And that time is the year 2000. Conan O'Brien used to do a bit about the year 2000, and then it became the year 2000, and then he kept doing it.
Isn't he the guy from the ice cream?
The guy from the ice cream. I'm going to need a little more.
The guy from the guy you get. No, that's Stephen Colbert. Never mind.
Right.
They're all the same right. to me.
Right. Stephen Colbert is also a late night talk show host.
No, he does American Dream.
Right, and he has ice cream. I don't know if Conan O'Brien has ice cream. He might. Anyway, I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Riley is back. I know we all missed her ridiculousness. But that's all right. We're going to play. We're here to play some more hits from the year 2000 and talk about the most exciting year yet. We're going to talk about Y2K. Remember that? That was a thing.
No, I wasn't there. Of course I don't remember that.
Oh, well, I'll get to it. And I'll get to a whole bunch of other stuff.
This is what comes up when you search Conan O'Brien ice cream.
Is that an ice cream scoop?
I don't know.
It looks like a Conan O'Brien ice cream scoop.
He has his own ice cream truck? That's so weird. Oh, they're popsicles.
Oh, they're popsicles. All right. That sounds like fun.
Oh.
Well, all right. Well, while you continue to do that, we're going to listen to some of the big hits from the year 2000. A little 9 Days, a little Deftones. But we're going to start it off right now with Right Now by SR71.
Every word, each lie was more absurd, kept me so insecure, but now that's over. She taught me how to trust and to believe in us, and then she taught me how to cuss. That bitch, it's over.
You know I used to be such a nice boy.
Why?
Right now. is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year she woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror and say, how do your shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad, when she smiles. How many lovers would stay just to put up with this shit day after day? How did we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of our shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her when she smiles. She looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
That 9 days with absolutely parentheses story of a girl in parentheses radio mix. You heard of
you'll hear that?
What?
There's like a noise.
Like a buzzing? Like a buzz buzzer?
It's like static almost.
Oh. Well,
I hear it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Well,
whatever.
We'll survive. Before that we had change parentheses. In the House of Flies, parentheses, in parentheses, by Deftones. Before that, we had Right Now by SR71. What do you think of those?
I knew two of those songs.
The last two?
Yep.
I didn't think you knew that SR71
song.
Why
did I know that song?
I don't know, because it was popular. And, you know, the 9 days songs gets a lot of play. Lots of play. Yeah. So let's see. What do we know about the year 2000?
Nothing.
It was a leap year. To know that?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It does make sense, but not for the reason you're thinking. I'll tell you why. Oh my gosh, I gotta make this quick. How many days in a year? Just like the song said, how many days in a year? I don't know. 365.2422, which means that if you made every year, every fourth year a leap year, you would have too many leap years. So, oh my gosh, you're yawning already? So what they do is they take every year that isn't divisible. No, every year that is divisible by 100, and they make that year not a leap year. But then they take every fourth 100 year and make that year a leap year. So 2000 was a leap year, but 2100 won't be a leap year, even though it's divisible by four. That's been my TED Talk. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. We're going to get back.
That's been my TED Talk?
Yes. Yeah, the human genome.
Who's Rob Lessard?
Rob, that is a person that I know. You're saying his name wrong, so that's fine.
Rob, that's how it's... Sorry, Rob.
Why?
I'm looking at his Spotify. He has good music.
I hesitate to ask why you're asking. Okay. Oh, that's good to know.
Rise Against? No one talks about Rise Against.
It's true. Speaking of Rise Against, we're going to keep the music going with not Rise Against. We're going to play Fuel. Hemorrhage in My Hands on Xennial Yearbook.
Memories are just where you lay down. Drag the waters till the depths give up their dead. What did you expect to find? Was it something you left behind? Don't you remember anything I said when I said, don't fall away, leave me to myself. Don't fall away and leave life bleeding.
Love lies bleeding, and I want myself trying to change you. If you were meant to be my lover, I wouldn't have to.
And I feel so mean, I feel in between. Cause I'm about to forgive you. Like I always knew what end of your ex girlfriend.
Someone else to reach.
Like I always knew what end of your ex girlfriend.
Making amends.
I hope I hold a special place.
Gwen Stefani, front woman of Orange County band, no doubt. You heard of him?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Before that, we had Hemorrhage, parentheses, In My Hands, close parentheses, by Fuel. Is this just the parentheses show?
Is it? Wait.
Is it? What do we got?
Wait a second.
We got Rock, parentheses, Rock, and Rock is in parentheses, Superstar. 2, 3, 4... So far, I think there's one more with a parenthesis in it, but that's all right. Yeah, what do you think of those?
Oh, yeah, there's
one
the
more.
The song we're going to play later.
Well, yeah, this is the song we're going to play later. So, yeah, those are good. That's good stuff. Riley says yes.
I did say yes.
All right. Well, now we're going to take a little break, play a couple of commercials. We'll be back with the music right after this.
You guys rock.
WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Hi, this is Officer Darren Derby with the Pittsfield Police Department. Folks, unfortunately, drug use is a driving factor for a lot of crime taking place in our city. The most prevalent crime being theft. Please take the extra time to ensure that your belongings are safe inside your vehicle. Do not leave anything of value in plain sight. Hide your belongings. Place them in your trunk or take anything of value out of the vehicle. Always keep your vehicle locked. Don't make it easy for them. This message is brought to you by the Pittsfield Police Department in cooperation with WTBR-FM.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
We'll
Linkin Park with One Step Closer. Yeah, Riley, when I said we're back, I meant we're back. Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back. This is Daniel Yerbrick on WTBR FM Pittsfield. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
This is the show where we play these rock songs from very specific years.
And this part of the show is the part where we play three songs from an album.
Three songs.
Right? Is that where we are?
That is exactly where you figured it out. You're not even looking.
I looked at your Spotify.
Oh. Yeah, it's the second, third, and fourth songs after the first break.
Okay.
Every single time. For those of you keeping score at home, that's when to expect it. So, you know, about 2:35. So what do we got, Riley? You got to pick this band that I'd never heard of.
I did. It's a band called Jack Off Jill, and they're like Veruca Salt. And Kyle was like, I want our three songs to be off Hybrid Theory. And I'm like, no. So this is what we're doing.
Right. I was like, why don't we give the people what they want? Give them some Hybrid Theory. And Riley's like, you know what? No. We're going to play a band you've never heard of. So, you know, what do you think? What's the first song called?
I don't know. You ordered them.
That's true. I'll give you a hint. It's Strawberry Gashes.
Nice.
Strawberry Gashes by Jack Off Jill on Zennial Yearbook.
Curse me so.
That's it. That's Jack Off Jill. That's Rabatine.
Yup.
Before that, we had Vivica. And before that, we had Strawberry Gashes. And you know what? I didn't hate it.
I know, right?
It is a little like Veruca Salt.
I know.
But you know.
Like a little bit. Not identical, sure, but sure, like sure. Close enough.
A little like their slow stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Where did you even hear this band?
I like...
Because they're not new. They're from the year 2000.
Yeah, they're really old.
They're not really old. They're,
yeah.
Is that Chubby Checker?
They're not that old. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk driving. Is that the wrong guy? I don't know. I don't care. I don't remember. I, like, searched for something, and then they came up, and I'm like, okay. And that's it.
That's it? You just searched for something, and then they showed up, and that's it.
And I saw someone talk about them on TikTok, and I was like...
Oh, now it comes out. TikTok.
No. It was like, this is after I started listening to them. I was like, wait a second. Do other people know about this band? And then it turns out not really. But
right. I'd never heard of this band before in my whole life. Until Saturday when you said, I'm going to ruin your whole show. And here we did. And you did.
Sorry.
Good job. All right. We got a couple of minutes left. We're going to play a little bit of The Hives. But before, if you heard me mess up on that intro to Rabatine, you'll know what we're going to play next. It's Coldplay. And what color is it?
Yellow.
It's yellow.
Self-trained. at the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
Hate to say I told you so by the Hives. Before that, we had Yellow by Coldplay. What do you think of those? Those gems.
I hate Coldplay.
Okay.
And I didn't know the last song.
Well, did you like that last song?
Yeah, it was okay.
It's punkish. It's a good time.
Punkish.
Punkish. Punkish Brewster. So, what else happened in the year 2000, you may ask?
I actually don't know.
Charles Schulz died. Peanuts comic strip creator. Died at 77 years old. And then they stopped publishing Peanuts the day after. The day after he died, that's true.
Oh, wait, well, that makes sense.
And then they restarted doing classic Peanuts, which is fine, too. Which is what you are reading. Or what you were reading, like, 6 years ago. That's fine.
Too good for comics now.
You know what else happened in the year 2000?
No.
I'll tell you. The biggest corporate merger to date in the United States in the year 2000, AOL bought Time Warner for $165 billion.
I've literally never heard of any of those companies.
Well, you've heard of Time.
Like, no, I haven't.
Like Time Magazine.
Yeah.
You've heard of Warner, like Warner Brothers, the movie studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those, they combined into Time Warner a while back. And then AOL, a company that you have literally never heard of, bought them for $165 billion. Do you know what AOL does? Give me a guess.
I don't know. I feel like they're a computer brand, but they're not.
They're a computer brand. They were not the first internet company, but the first really big internet service provider, I would say. They used to mail.
So they bought a movie studio and a magazine company?
They bought a media company, essentially.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
There are better things to invest your money in than things you don't like, you don't focus on.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't think Time Warner was the problem. I think AOL was more of the problem. They used to send CDs to your house. You'd put them in your computer, not music CDs.
What else would it be?
It would have...
There are no other CDs.
They would put computer programs on CDs, and then you would use it to install America Online. And then they would give you, like, oh my gosh. They would give you free, like, hours on America Online. Like 100 hours free. Imagine, Riley. Imagine the internet used to be billed by the hour.
Really?
That's how things were in
the year
2000. That
would be so much money.
It wasn't cheap, but it wasn't, like, prohibitively expensive. It was a crazy time. The year 2000 was a crazy time. Anyway, we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more of the music. This is Xennial Yearbook on WTBR.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. Right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com. Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
Never thought to question why.
Perfect Circle. Ooh, with Judith. Welcome back. This is Xennial Yearbook on WTBR. We're talking about the year 2000. I cannot believe I made it 10 seconds into coming back from this song and Riley hasn't called me out. I know. Go ahead. You've been waiting this whole time.
On what? What am I calling you out about?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh! Oh! So you guys aren't going to hear it, but that song had a bad word in it.
No, that's not it. That got the edited version.
Oh. Well, that's why I didn't hear it.
Oh, my gosh. You were talking about this in the car the whole way home. The whole way home.
Oh. So, like, 2 weeks ago, I was sitting in the living room listening to this song, and Kyle comes up the stairs, and he's like, "Is this Tool?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "This is the best Tool song." And I'm like, "No."
No. And then I was like,
I've been making fun of him for like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is a perfect circle. This isn't quite. Even though it sounds a lot like Tool.
This is the best Tool song.
Because, you know. They have the
Do you
same,
even like Tool?
They have the same singer. It's basically Tool, but different. Anyway, welcome back. We're gonna keep the music going. From the year 2000. Yeah, let's do that. Here's some Everclear. Nope. I'm kidding. Hang on. Here's some Everclear.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings. We'll be right back.
Warning by Green Day. Before that, we had AM Radio by Everclear. And before that, we had me making a mistake on the soundboard. One day, we are going to get through the show with no mistakes. But that day is not today. This is Daniel Yearbook. We're talking about the year 2000. Hey, if you have an idea for a show, let us know on Threads.
No, we already have enough ideas.
Or don't. Or just let us know what you're thinking about anything. I'll tell you what. We'll give you the top five grossing movies of the year 2000. Riley, you ready?
Yep.
Let me know if you've heard of or seen any of these movies. Number five, Meet the Parents.
I feel like I've heard of it.
All right. Number four, The Perfect Storm. Number three, Gladiator.
No.
Number two, Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
Number one, Jim Carrey in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I haven't seen that movie. I've only seen the new one. The old one?
That is the new one. It's from 2000. The old one is like the cartoon.
Yeah, I've only seen the cartoon.
Oh.
I haven't seen like the live action one because it was always really creepy.
Oh,
and I was like, there's no way I'm watching that.
It's not bad. I'm ready to show you Meet the Parents. That's a pretty funny movie. Now I'm really thinking, the more I think about that movie, the more I want to watch it. So one day, we'll watch that movie. But until then, we're going to keep the music going. We don't have a ton of time. So let's keep it going with some Disturbed.
Disturbing creation from the mind of one sick and who can't tell the difference and gets stupefied. And I've been waiting my whole life for just one bark, and all I needed was just one bark. And can you say that you don't give a bark? All myself stupefied, I'm back again. All I wanted was just one bark, one tiny little innocent bark. And when I feel like it's jumping out of luck, all myself stupefied, I'm back again. Why do you like the hand?
Yeah. partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
Biscuits attempt at a party song that's rolling. Before that, we had Stupefy by Disturbed. And looks like we are. Oh no, are we ahead of schedule? We're a little ahead of schedule.
Whatever.
What do you got to talk about? How was your week off? How was your week off when you weren't here? So we had. We had Jen in.
It was fun. The food was really good. Also, Jen is not allowed to pick any more songs. Because you guys didn't do Enema of the State, which I found out like 4 days ago.
Right.
I'm sorry. If I was here, that would not have happened.
Well, that's
that would have been our three songs album. I'm sorry. Well, I apologize.
We'll have to wait around until the next time 1999 rolls around. But until then, that's it. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
This is the year 2000 for Xenio Yearbook. We'll end this show with, we'll end it with some Dashboard Confessional. How about that? This is the Brilliant Dance on Xenio Yearbook. You guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
So this is our painful realization that all is gone.
remind you that the memories will fade. So this is strange, a sidestepping has come to be a brilliant dance where nobody leads at all, where nobody leads at all, and no picture frames are facing down, and the ringing from this empty sound is deafening and keeping. And breathing is a foreign task, and thinking's just too much to ask, and you're measuring your minutes by a clock that's blinking eight. Well, this is incredible, starving, insatiable. Yes, this is love for the first time. Lost for the first time.